show. Goodbye.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Dickens, reminiscent of Charles. A little discotheque nestled in the ghettos of Niggerville, USA, via Atlanta, Georgia. A little spot where young men and young women go to experience their first little taste of the nightlife. Me? Well, I've never been there. Well, perhaps once, but I was so engulfed in the OE I never made it to the dope. You speak of hardcore. Why the DJ sweating out all the problems and troubles of the day? Why this fine, bow-legged girl finds all I doze? Loves, lukewarm lullabies in your left ear, competing with set it off in the right. But it all blends perfectly, let the liquor tell it. Hey, hey, look baby, they playing our song. And the crowd goes wild, as if Holyfield has just won the fight. But in actuality, it's only about 3 a.m. And three niggas just done got hauled off in an ambulance. Two niggas done started busting. And one nigga done took his shirt off, talking about, now who else wanna fuck with Hollywood Cole? This just my interpretation of the situation.
Spoted, odor, dope-alicious angel. I can remember that damn thing like yesterday. The way she moved reminded me of a brown stallion horse with skates on, you know. Smooth like a hot comb on nap-ass hip. I walked up on her and was almost paralyzed. Her neck was smelling sweeter than a plate of yams with extra syrup. Eyes beaming like 4 carats apiece, just blinding the nigga. Felt like I cheaped the whole order at presidential. My heart would beat so damn fast. Never knowing this moment would bring another life into this world. Funny how shit come together sometimes, you dig? One moment you frequent the booty clubs, and the next 4 years you and somebody's daughter raising your own youngin. Now that's a beautiful thing. That's if you're on top of your game and man enough to handle real life situations, that is. Can't gamble feeding baby on that dope money. Might not always be sufficient. But the United Parcel Service and the people at the post office didn't call you back because you had cloudy piss. So now you back in the trap. Just that. Trap. 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 Go on to marinate on that for a minute.
Welcome. Yay, man. You are tuned into Radio Free Brooklyn, the live spot in all of Bushwick. I'm your host for the upcoming hour, going to the top of the hour. My name is Ron Benice. Welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Yay. We start off tonight's show with hit by Outkast called Spotty Odie Doubleicious Angel. Oh, the Spotty Odie Doubleicious. Ah, it's real cool. It's real cool. Yay. So if you were doing shrooms during that song, and if you ever said to yourself, what song should accompany doing shrooms, then by all means, Spotty Odie Doubleicious pairs well with shrooms. So if that's the thing you do, good luck with that. Hope it works out. All right. For the rest of you, happy Wednesday, as usual. Hope everybody's well. Yay. This is Butt, Sweat, and Beers, the happy hour of radio. If you have anything on your mind, you can call in at 718-928-9732. Yeah. Anyway, not feeling really up tonight for some reason. I'm probably kind of groggy. Like my mouth hurts. Let me explain that. Yeah, apparently I've got like a toothache, something ridiculous. I tried everything over the counter, had to go see some professionals about it and everything like that. Anyway, I'm here, so I'm gonna be okay. I'm standing on my 2 feet, you know what I'm saying? I'll be fine, you know. Yeah, I'm still chewing solid foods, if anybody cares. So we'll be all right. Anyway. Yeah, so it is Wednesday, the year of our Lord. what is going on? Tonight's topics, we will be discussing Blessed the Little Children Who Come into the United States for Such. Donald Trump will kick you out because he cares, but not that much. That's right. Yes. That's right. For those of you who don't know, the the Dreamers program, which was children who were born here from their parents who were illegal immigrants. That program, which was which Barack Obama, former President Barack Obama, wrote a executive order in order to stave off plenty of these kids from being pushed back into countries that they have no idea what they're about, because pretty much these kids are American in every way but one. They're here, but they're not American, but they've lived an American lifestyle, and scaling back the DACA program is kind of big, it affects a lot of people, because you got to remember these folks are the DACA scales from young infant to a 33-year-old, engineer somewhere in Palo Alto. So DACA is going to have some big time effects, going forward, but we'll see what happens regarding, that whole instance. But for the most part, we begin tonight's show with always, I'd like to start off tonight's show with saying peace to all the ancestors, peace to the gods, peace to the earth, peace to you, the listener, and find some inner peace. I know that sounds a little hippie and happy and everything like that, but I don't care. Right about now, we need some peace, man. Everybody needs to cool out a little bit, because, deep down inside, I don't know how this movie ends, but man, if it's going the way I think it's going to go, this is going to be a funky, funky show. Anyway, also shout out to all those in the hurricane ravaged areas of Houston, Texas, still making their way out of Harvey. Everybody stay strong out there. I hope everybody made it out, and I hope that you're trying to find a way. There's plenty of resources, and for those of you who wish to help, go online, and if you feel the need to donate some resources, by all means do that. Find a reputable, and I do repeat, a reputable charitable organization where you feel your funds or resources will go as far to help those who are truly in need. All right, so there you go. Let's see what else is on my mind. Shout out to everybody about to get ravaged by Hurricane Irene. There's been a Groupon on just random hurricanes, I believe. Just Harvey, Irene, I believe Jose's next. There's a Katrina already came through. That was a bad broad. But I don't know. But there's a Kaina, somebody's coming through after Jose. Look, man, whoever's got this Groupon on all these hurricanes, knock it off. Please stop. All right. We good. I think we're good now. Okay. Yeah. So there's all that, man. Yeah. So it's been a rough go for those who were around, I believe the Gulf States and, down by, the Caribbean and everything. So, for those of our listeners in Puerto Rico, Hispaniola, Haiti, Dominican Republic, and the Leeward Islands, and Turks and Caicos, keep your head up. We out here, we in the building. We hope that you're going to be okay. All right. So we'll stay strong. We'll stay strong with you. Okay. We're not going to stay strong for you. You're going to be strong. We're going to stay strong with you. All right. We got you through this. All right. Let's come together as collective and build and everything. I don't know why I'm so positive tonight for some reason. I'm feeling so positive, like a high five, after a home run, just for some reason. Yeah. Man, I tell you, it's just somewhere between, you know, the constant rigmarole of like whatever you see on the news, you know, the uncertainty with what the hell's going on in the with the administration in the White House and all that stuff. Yeah, man, this is an interesting time to be alive. If you don't feel that way, it is what it is. You need to open your eyes. But it is a very interesting time to be alive. Boo. If you'd like to share your thoughts on that, you can still call up and talk to me about it. But I would like to get to the a big part of the show today. This is dealing with equality. Now, equality stands. I use the word equality because I'm going by the something that I read. I would say about maybe about five or six hours ago, and this was a tweet sent by Michael Bennett. Now, Michael Bennett, for those of you who do not know, Michael Bennett is a professional athlete who plays for the Seattle Seahawks. That's a professional team in the National Football League here in the United States. All right. And Michael Bennett is about 31. He's got a very storied career. He won a championship, you know. He's a very outspoken dude, you know what I'm saying? Man of a very reputable character. So yeah, so Michael Bennett is one of these guys. You know, I think what was the saying goes, like, if you're ever going into a dark alley, you need one person with you, .. And then you could say Michael Bennett would be that guy. You see, like, there you go, Michael Bennett. I'm not saying he should be your, should be someone's bouncer or something like that. But, you know, like, don't go pick no fights with Michael Bennett or his brother Martellus. Them Bennett boys, woo, they be wild. Anyway, all right, so Michael Bennett posted this letter about equality. This is in regards to something that happened to him recently on the night of August 26th, August 26th of this year. All right. And I'll read. And pretty much it was the Saturday after the fight in Las Vegas, the Mayweather-McGregor fight, all right? And it goes, I was in Las Vegas to attend the Mayweather-McGregor fight on my day off. After the fight, while heading to my hotel, several people heard what sounded like gunshots. Like many of the people in the arena, I ran away from the sound, looking for safety. Las Vegas police officers singled me out and pointed their guns at me for doing nothing more than singly being a black man in the wrong place at the wrong time. A police officer ordered me to get on the ground. As I laid on the ground, complying with his commands to not move, he placed his gun near my head and warned me that if I moved, he would blow my fucking head off. Terrified and confused by what was taking place, a second officer came over and forcefully jammed his knee in my back, making it difficult for me to breathe. Then they cinched the handcuffs on my wrists so tight that my fingers went numb. The officer's excessive use of of force was unbearable. I felt helpless. As I lay there on the ground, handcuffed, faced with a real-life threat of being killed, all I could think of was, I'm going to die for no other reason than I am black and my skin color is somehow a threat. My life flashed before my eyes as I thought of my girls. Would I ever play with them again or watch them have kids? Or would I be able to ever kiss my wife and tell her that I love her? I kept asking the officers, what did I do? and reminding them that I had rights, and they were duty bound to respect me. Yeah, excuse me, folks. I'm kind of just tore up about this letter. This is crazy. The officers ignored my pleas and instead told me to shut up and then took me to the back of a nearby police car where I sat for what felt like an eternity until they apparently realized I was not a thug, common criminal, or ordinary black man, but an ordinary black man, but Michael Bennett, a famous professional football player. After confirming my identity, I was ultimately released without a legitimate justification for the officer's abusive conduct. I have always held a strong conviction that protesting or standing up for justice is just simply the right thing to do. The fact is unequivocally, without a question, why before every game I sit during the national anthem. Because equality doesn't live in this country. And no matter how much money you make, what job title you have, or how much you give, when you are seen as a nigger, you will be treated that way. The system failed me. I can only imagine what Eric Garner, Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin, Tamir Rice, and Charlena Lyles felt. I've retained Oakland civil rights attorney John Burris to investigate and explore all my legal options, including filing a civil rights lawsuit for the violations of my constitutional rights. Yeah. Now, if you want to read that letter yourself, you can go on to, Moses Bread 72 on, at Moses Bread 72 on Twitter. That is the letter that Michael Bennett posted, pretty much putting out, his thoughts and his thoughts and the actions of what happened to him the night after what happened to him the night after the fight in Las Vegas. Now, there was a lot of detractors who just didn't believe Michael Bennett. They figured he was just putting this out there, just so he can get some, attention and everything. So, first question out of their mouth was, "Oh yeah, well prove it." It's like, "I don't believe you. Is this some kind of poetry slam or something? What are you trying to do here? You going for some effect?" And then, unbeknownst to them, all of a sudden TMZ comes out and they have photos of film of Michael Bennett being arrested, being put to the ground by Las Vegas police. All right, which pretty much validates what he says there. Now thing is, if those police have body cameras, I'm sure there's probably more. I'm sure that if there's mic'd up, you can actually hear what he says. So the thing is, for all those who did not believe Michael Bennett's, testament of what happened to him that night, pretty much those people were left in invalid. And for those who believed them, they were left vindicated, by things that happen to black people every damn day in this country. Every day in this country. Look, I'm not saying we didn't make strides, but look, I feel like we're going backwards. Some days I feel like we might as well just be on the back of the bus, and for that we might as well just be at the bottom of the boat. Because for everything that those who came before us fought for, For some reason, a lot of people feel threatened and they just want to wash away everything. And I'm like, that's not cool. You know, I don't know. Yeah. You know, for all those who just the detractors who just didn't believe Michael Bennett, and they really just felt like he was just putting this out here to be some kind of agitator. You know, like I ask you to go watch the video. You know, like ask you, and the thing is, like, if that's not enough for you, well then clearly, you know what? Maybe I'm not talking to the right people. Maybe you don't ever want to see Michael Bennett, you know what I'm saying, be right. You know, perhaps you need to go to freaking, Home Depot and go pick up a tiki torch or something like that. Like, I don't know. I don't have any answers for you, man. You know. All right, but Michael Bennett, you know, I stand with you. I may not, and, you know, as I stand with Michael Bennett, like, this goes beyond, you know, the facade of like, oh yeah, well he plays on this team or that team. Like, no. We on the same team on this one. Believe and trust. All right. Anyway. Yeah. I know that got a little deep and got too ridiculous. But I just felt I had to speak that out and everything. So, you know, excuse me. It's just a lot, man. It's just a lot going on. Anyway. Let's go lighten up the mood and everything like that. We're going to play a little something by Max Romeo. You keep it locked here on Butt, Sweat, and Beers. We'll be right back on our Radio Free Brooklyn.
Chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. Into outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send into outer space to find another race. Satan is a evil old man, but him can't choke sit on I man. So when I check him, my last in hand, and if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Oh yeah. Shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is an evil old man, but him can't choke sit on I man. So when I check him, I lass in hand, and if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
All right, boo. Yeah, that was Max Romeo with Chase the Devil. Yes, you are locked in on Radio Free Brooklyn. Yay! This is Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Yay, the happy hour of radio. Boom. Hey, you guys, if you like Radio Free Brooklyn and you just would like to set up some sponsorship, you can log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. And guess what? You just hit the donate button, boom, and then we can set up something for sponsorship. You can sponsor a show or just Radio Free Brooklyn on a whole. Or if you'd like to underwrite Radio Free Brooklyn, you can set that up too. Just log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Thank you for supporting Freeform Radio. Boop. Hey, we're back. Hey, so I know that first part of the show was heavy, and it is what it is. It had to be said. You know what I'm saying? We are in a funky, funky time in life. You know what I'm saying? I know people say like, oh, you know, it'd just be hard to live like back in the 60s, this and that. And some people were like, oh, it'd be hard to live back in the 1800s and this and that. And some be like, oh, it'd be hard to live back, you know what I'm saying, the 16th century and all this. I'm like, you know what? You live in the time of now. Like, let's deal with now. And right now, man, it's some crazy shit going on out there, B. I don't even know how to clean it up. I really don't. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to curse about everything. There's just crazy shit going on everywhere, B. Everywhere. Just everywhere, yo. You know? Anyway, moving forward. All right. So crazy stuff going on out there, but that doesn't mean you have to go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Bro. Yeah. Speaking about going crazy. So this weekend's my birthday. Happy birthday to me. What am I doing? You say, I think I'm going to be on a couch somewhere. There might be some alcoholic beverage in my hand, and I'll probably be passed out. Cause I will not be, watching the NFL or participating in anything NFL related. You know, I know people are like, oh, this protest sounds like trash. I'm like, you know what? You got to stand for something or you fall for anything, man. I mean, I find the product interesting, but at the same time, like, you got to do something. So whatever. You know, until Colin Kaepernick at least gets a tryout, you know, like, not even try. No, until Colin Kaepernick makes someone's roster, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. They're going to be all right. So New York Giants, y'all can kiss my ass. There you go. I said it. Can't believe it. Look what you made me do. There you go. You don't have my support. I'm all blacked out to the New York Giants and New York Jets. I don't want to see hide nor hair of you unless Colin Kaepernick is on the squad or on someone's squad, because this is getting ridiculous now. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Come on. Like, oh, man, y'all playing, these owners out here playing duck, duck, goose with a man's livelihood just because, you know, like, well, I'm a Trump supporter. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Get him on the squad, you know? Jeez. You got guys over here with like 4 DUIs and everything like that. You got you know what I'm saying? Someone battered their wife. You know, you just gave him like, you know, $13 million for 3 years. I don't want to hear this. I just don't want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear it. Like, oh yeah, well, those guys are not distractions. Like, cause you know why? Cause you stuffed those distractions way down the pantry. Like, no. He's a good pass rusher. But sometimes he rushes into his wife, you know? Yeah. If I sound to flip on that, it is what it is. Whatever. I'm just trying. I'm going as far as to let you know that some of these owners just don't care.
Some of these owners, they don't care. You know, it's all about the buck. It's about the buck and the flag and this and that. And, you know, don't get caught out here. Yeah, so I guess I'll be on my couch watching replays of college football, because I have not sworn off college football, I'll tell you that much. So I'll be getting all my college football fix, you know, due to the fact that I won't be partaking in the professional football. Oh, so sad. This is going to be tough. This is going to be a challenge. I ain't going to lie. I had to put it in my head like, man, am I really doing this? I guess I might even have to go to brunch on Sunday or something like that, just so I'm not watching the TV, you know, just so that they know, like, you can't do this, or you can do this, but you will pay for it, you know, whatever. Anyway, what are you thinking about out there? Talk to me. If you'd like to call in, you can chime in at 718-928-9732. Yes, I'll be here till the top of the hour. Well, we can talk and we can order un hamburger. Yes. Good. Yes. Anyway. Oh, man. I'm going to play a little more music for you. Just going to keep it live for the whole damn hour. Yeah. So, boom. Anyway, hang out with me.
Against the white walls, TV
Yeah, diamond in the back, sun rooftop, digging the scene with a gangsta lean. Ooh, 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 yeah. Yeah, we're back live on the set, man. Talking that trash to the top of the hour. I'm your host, Remick Beniz. This is Butt, Sweat, and Beers, radiofreebrooklyn.com. Yeah. Anyway, moving forward. Yeah, so, a whole lot of y'all, some of you listeners may be preparing yourselves for the worst regarding this hurricane coming in, Irma. And if you are, apparently there's a whole lot of reports saying that this one's going to be a tough one. So governors have decided to let people know, like, hey, it's time to get out of here. Clear yourselves out. This is gonna be severe. And for those of you who are gonna stay, please make sure to have plenty of food and get this hurricane party lit, my friends. Get this. Make sure you have the most lit hurricane party in the history of Dade County. Yes, clap it up. Clap it up for the lit hurricane parties. If you're trying to run the most lit hurricane party, you can call me up right now. Let me know what's up. All right, cool. I've never been invited to a hurricane party. Because part of me says, like, you know what? I'm gonna just stay home. You know what I'm saying? Because I think I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I've heard stories about hurricane parties in Florida, where it's like, oh yeah, people just get their barbecue out. You know, put out in the driveway and everything, and pretty much cook everything that's in the fridge because the power's turned off. So you might as well just cook everything because, it's pretty much everything's going to go bad anyway. So they'll invite neighbors over, and somebody might have like some dry ice in a bin, and then they'll put a tarp down over that, keep the drinks as cold as they can keep them and everything, you know, so. Now, I'm not saying you should go put a slip and slide out in the street or something like that. No, 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 no. But, you know, I mean, well, if you need to go put a slip and slide out in the street, well, then by all means, you know what I'm saying? You could do that too. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep it lit. Take pictures of your lit hurricane parties. And if you do, send them to me on Twitter at Butt, Sweat, and Beers. That's right. Look for the white unicorn. There you go. Yeah. Man, this is going to be a funky, funky weekend. You know, I know there's a lot of people out there who do like their birthday weekends where they pretty much celebrate like all week long and everything like that. I'm not selfish like that, but this weekend I think I might just a little bit, but at the same time, I don't think I can because I'm working. So, yeah, yes, for those of you who don't know me, I have another job, but whatever, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but so I would love to just be day drinking all day Thursday, Friday, and going into Saturday, and then, you know, plop down on the couch on Sunday, you know, and just pretty much call it a day and everything. But, yeah, got stuff to do, you know what I'm saying? Got lives to live, you know, these library books ain't going to return themselves, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, there's that. But yeah, I don't know, but I'm going to take some time out for myself, you know what I'm saying? If you know how to contact me, if you want to contact me, yeah, just hit me up on my Facebook and everything. I'm at Remick Beniz, you know, just hit me up. I'll friend you. I accept all friend requests and everything like that, even though we may only have like one mutual friend, and you know, you might be like a Nigerian prince who's trying to like scam me out of money and everything like that. No, I'll accept your friendship. You know, everybody's got good qualities about them. You know what I'm saying? You never know who's a winner and who's a loser. So, So yeah, so I'm always duty bound to just say yes. There you go. I'm like Jesus. Let the children come unto me. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know what that meant right there. Actually, you're probably like grown ass adults out there. Why am I even calling you children? My, and by Jesus, I meant black Jesus, not white stringy hair Jesus, not Jared Leto Jesus. No. I meant like Jaimin Hansu. Yeah, you look up a picture. Go Google Jaimin Hansu. That's D J Iman Jaimin Hansu. That's right. There you go. Yeah, that's the give us free guy. There you go. Now that's black Jesus right there. Like, has he played the role of Jesus? No, but but if somebody threw him the script to like play Jesus, if I had the script and I need somebody to play Jesus, like Jaimin Hansu is playing Jesus in my movie. That's all I'm gonna say about that. You know what I mean? So yeah, man. Oh man, it's been a wonderful, wonderful day. Wonderful. So can't complain. Anyway, I'm gonna play a little more music and then gonna take you to Funky Town for a little bit. It's been a cozy day here in Brooklyn. I believe it's 64 degrees tonight. Well, with low 62, it's gonna be raining. So you know what I'm saying? Please carry your umbrella. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna play a little more Outkast for you. This is from the Equimina album. Oh yes.
There's a fine light, baby. I'm on it.
Yeah.
There's a fine line between love and hate. You see, can't wait too late, but baby, I'm on it. Love and hate, you see, came way too late, but baby, I'm on it. Can't worry about what a nigga think I see, and that's liberation, and baby, I want it. Can't worry about what another nigga think, now that's liberation, and baby, I want it.
shake that load off, 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 shake that load off.
You're a superstar. Niggas hang around cause of who you are. You get a lot of love cause of what you got. Say they happy for you but they really not. Sell a lot of records and you roll a bin. Fall up in the spot, now you're losing friends. All you wanna do is get the world your heart. Record label try to make it compromise your art. You make $1 million, make $1 million more. First class broad, treat you like a nigga. But you're scared to ask. Your world starts spinning and it's moving fast. Trying to stay sane, that's the price of fame. Spending your life trying to numb the pain. You shake that load off and sing your song. Liberate the minds, then you go on home.
I must admit, they planted a lot of things in the brains and the veins of my strain. Makes it hard to refrain from the host of cocaine, from them whores, from the flame, from a post in the game. Makes it hard to maintain focus. Then from the Glock rounds and lockdowns and burials, the seeds that sowed get devoured by the same locust. Cause it's a hard road to hoe if your ass don't move and the rain don't fall and the ground is dry, but the roots are strong, so some survive. To your surprise, now my voice they cries. You got more juice than Zeus, slinging lightning trying to frighten the plains dwellers of the Serengeti, but get beheaded when you falsely dread it. Melanin, silicone, and collagen injected, dissecting my pride. Who the one gonna get it started? We be the lion hearted, without infanticide. It's like that red sprite, you can't imagine, unless you're looking at the canvas of life, not through the peephole of mortality. Single-minded mentality, getting over on the poles, getting paid twofold on technicalities. Clicking your heels, scared to voice how you feel, packing steel, picking cotton from the killing fields with no total. I don't think we in Kansas, no moto. Midwest or dirty south, clean dress or dirty mouth. Whether robbing preachers or killing poor righteous teachers, you a scared demon, shouldn't be allowed to spread semen. And your cowardly lines never define the jackals of Babel. Running with they pack, tail between your legs, though the mane on your head say the story. As you downplay your glory, cackling, helping the shackling of your brethren happen, just by rapping. Libertad, libertad, libertad.
Yeah, that was Liberation by Outkast. Folks, yeah, man, that was a excellent, wonderful show. I want to thank you for tuning in this week. You know, so shout outs to all those in the resistance. Stay strong. You know what I'm saying? Have your wits about you. It's crazy out here. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to be all right. All right. But stay strong, everybody. All right. And to everybody else, and all everybody, I am the originator of the vapors. if I could say that. Yeah. I want to thank, once again, yeah. So thank you all for listening to Butt, Sweat, and Beers this week. You've all been majestic, whimsical, outstanding listeners for all those in Perth, Amboy, Perth, Australia, a tribe called Perth. You know, thank you all. I want to thank all those who didn't call in, who just kept it to themselves, the scholarship section. Thank you very much. I truly appreciate that too. Anyway, so I'm gonna leave you out with little Diggable Planets. If you listen to Radio Free Brooklyn.com, Stay tuned for Ear Hammer with Ramel. It's coming up next. All right. I've been your host, Remy Benice. All right. You keep it locked, and I'll keep it loving all night long. Good night.
Let loose for the hour. I chose the black power. Extra fly joint from mocha to yellow paper. And you know I don't delay. Together with my honey like silk and soul, we grow and take you back to like afros. And no quitting or getting jumped by the system. It's all day, all play. Got herbs and such. And cuts and crew. No blue eyes to emulate. Some straight, but yeah, we straight up.
Okay. He's back. The G's is back as in OD. Getting funky.
The sun sets, you bet, we get bad
funky. East coast to west, we stays fresh, easy. Smoke rise from the borough with the black cooler. The globe spins, gems is dropped, no bacon. No bacon, three bridges for money making. Crooklyn, the X-Swingers lounge out spot. Roll when my pants leg up, bump my sounds, grab the micro. You know how we do in the joint. Do a burrow check to see exactly who in the joint. Hot spots, city streets, lot spots and jeeps. As a flower, I'm Nile, rivers of style.
Fresh KK.
Yeah, stories complete.
Fresh KK.
Rolling on the New York streets with them no pork beats. At the parliaments, sevens up, see no steelo, no equal, but the sun and that's funky.
He's back, the
Jesus
back as an OG, and we
funky.
The sun sets, you bet, we get mad
funky.
East coast to west, we stays fresh, I say
quickly. Smoke, rise from the burrow with a black cool blow.
It's that nickel slick neck, keep it deep for my heads. Let it fed up, appearing in my camouflage. My hustler walks, say New York, two fronts say Gucci. We make Lucci, and never hesitates to set it. Slap hands with my mans from the lands of crooks. Being lovely over jams that's on the plans with hooks. Burn musk, wear kush, it's Flatbush. Hear the mentors instrumental cause it's ash to dust. I like your hit like deep, keep fam tight tight. Keep the vocal slickly, any joint is strike. Let me fly, he's back, the G's back with the R. Sun is in the clouds on loud. I got raised by the dim street lights of four cities. My heroes died in prison, George Jackson, action. She's butterfly and I'm cool iron. And I rock snow low unless it's scrambler. Got me and my honeys, we be like Bobby and Erica. Me and my monies, we'll hurt you.